These days, we're all tightening our belts. But what if your actual belt could earn you some extra cash? On the Vinted app, you can easily sell your clothes and accessories. And unlike many resale apps, Vinted has no selling fees, so you keep every dollar you earn. It's extra cash to spend on a fresh manicure or gas money for your next weekend getaway and a drink when you get there. Find extra money in your closet. Download the Vinted app today.
Es esa época del año otra vez. Estamos regalando un premio tan grande de Carson City Toyota que valdrá la pena festejar. Año tras año, Carson City Toyota se enorgullece en patrocinar el evento anual de Carrera de Patitos, que ayuda a recaudar fondos para apoyar a Nevada Human Society como el único refugio sin matanza. Aceptan cualquier animal sin importar su edad, enfermedad o trauma pasado. De hecho, la Sociedad Protectora de Animales de Nevada es uno de los refugios de animales líderes en el país para salvar mascotas sin hogar. Para ayudar a apoyar su gran trabajo, desde ahora hasta el 27 de agosto puede comprar patitos y participar para ganar el gran premio, patrocinado por Carson City Toyota. $10,000 en efectivo o un auto nuevo, así que no pierda la oportunidad. Compite para comprar tus patitos ahora antes del 27 de agosto en carsoncitytoyota.com/race. Eso es carsoncitytoyota.com/race.
We hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
By now, you folks know the drill, that the show behind the show, which is how we usually start off the Salcedo Storm podcast broadcast week, is that we try to keep things on the light side, or on the, actually, light is not correct. It's more on the human side of things that impact our daily lives that aren't necessarily policy or political, but sometimes, and actually more often than not these days, because of the depravity of the left wing, that these political actions being taken by socialists are in our face, so much so that we can't ignore them, so much so that they are ruinous to our lives, where we can't live our lives. I don't know if you guys saw this story, but there was a heat wave that was gripping Colorado, and 22,000 people had their thermostats shut off or locked in the middle of a heat wave, and people were 22,000 folks just could not adjust their thermostats because of an energy emergency. Because big government can't do its damn job, and ta-da, you've got an emergency. So the government never suffers. They want to make you suffer. So they took over these people's thermostats and locked them in. I think it was something like 81 degrees. They locked them in the middle of a heat wave. The houses were locked at 81 degrees. I would be so ticked off. I mean, this is about as Big Brother as it gets, right? In the meantime, another story that slapped Americans upside the head was what Beijing Biden did last week. How many of you actually saw? So many Americans didn't even bother to watch. Even the major networks wouldn't carry it, because it was a political speech. This was Beijing Biden attacking over 50% of Americans. I think it's the polling has been consistent. Two-thirds of America is opposed to Joe Biden. And he was lashing out at them, calling them a threat to the United States. That two-thirds of the American people are a threat to the United States because they oppose dear leader, Beijing Biden. So the networks wouldn't even carry it. But man, it was dark, it was threatening, it was ominous, the red backlighting. And what about those Marines that were forced to stand behind Beijing Biden and make the United States Marine Corps the Democrats' Marine Corps? We over at Newsmax were trying to find out who gave the order. Who gave the order to have uniformed Marines standing behind in a political speech saying, tacitly saying the United States Marine Corps supports the Democrats and only the Democrats. It's insane what we're having to suffer under this most extreme and incompetent left-wing administration. So it was in your face. You couldn't ignore it because you've got the sitting occupier of the Oval Office declaring us the enemy, we the people. So as you can well imagine, I have an awful lot to talk about with my buddy Sean Chastain, the show behind the show, coming up in the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
Folks, time for the show behind the show. My pal and yours, Sean Chastain, joining. Hey, man, how was your commute today?
Not too good. Dang, man. So this morning, I leave at my normal time, which I've had to back up a half an hour. Because traffic is just a nightmare. I was late like three times last week.
Oh.
I mean, one wreck and I'm screwed. So I've had to back my departure time up a half an hour. Well, so I left at that time today. And of course, everybody's taking a 4-day weekend. And no traffic. I got there 45 minutes before I needed to be there. So,
oh, well, you know what, folks? Just so you know, Sean used to work early mornings. Now he works late mornings, a regular 9 to 5, really.
Right.
And so he could leave and he could time it out, and there was no traffic. And even if there was a car crash, there's no way, nobody's up that early, so it wouldn't impact him. But in the middle of commute, boom.
Man. So coming home today, it was fine all the way until 2 miles from my exit. And, of course, somebody messes up. And, you know, it had just happened because there wasn't even, you know, because the police are flying by and the ambulance is flying by. And so I don't know. Folks, I never saw it. I guess they pulled off to the side or something because I never saw it.
You folks won't know it because you're not going to notice the delay. But our normal recording time has been delayed because of traffic. You know, there's so much a problem with a loss of productivity because of traffic out there. And it just makes me wonder who's the brainiac that's saying, oh yeah, two lanes are just fine here.
Yeah, I know. But then I heard somebody say that the more lanes you have doesn't necessarily mean less traffic. It's just more opportunity for people to mess up. Which I guess makes sense, but I don't get the whole thing. I don't understand the whole accordion effect. I just don't get it. I cannot figure it out.
If everybody does the damn speed limit, then everything would be
just
fine.
At a constant rate, you know, because you don't want people doing 70, you know, when there's a million cars on the road. But, you know, if they're just going at a constant rate, it's fine. But
I'm with you.
Don't get it. So I did have an observation on the way home today. As I'm sitting there in traffic and have plenty of time to look around me. What is the deal? What's the deal with guardrail damage ahead signs?
So
that makes zero sense to me.
Somebody screwed the pooch. The guardrail's no longer there, so you don't screw the pooch because you're not going to be safe if you do.
Okay, but so the guardrail's damaged.
Right.
If it's damaged to where it's sticking out into the lane of traffic, why would you take the time to put a sign there? Why not just remove the damaged guardrail? And if it's not sticking out in traffic, which I've never seen that happen,
right?
Why would I care?
That's
if
a hell of a
rail's damaged. I'm not going to drive off the damn bridge because there's guardrail damage.
That is a great point. It's like,
what is the point? I mean, so you know, you're paying probably at least two guys to go put up a sign. Guardrail's still damaged, but now we have a warning about it.
Guardrail damage ahead. Well, do you think you might want to just spend some time there, Cuckoo, and repair?
What does it mean?
Repair?
Why would I care? I don't get it.
Oh my, so, you know, what is that from Family Guy? Oh my God, who the hell cares?
Exactly. You know, paying people to put up stupid signs, paying for the signs, and these aren't cheap signs.
Right.
They've got springs on them and big wide bases and you know, windproof.
Wait. Let's just think this through. Somebody says, you know what? We've got to have a damaged guardrail sign up ahead when we have a damaged guardrail. Screw repairing it. I mean, let's put it on the backlog 1, 2, 3 months before we get to it. Fine. But why warn people of a damaged guardrail? What possible reason could you have?
I don't know. I don't know. Because does that mean I'm supposed to drive a little more cautiously so I don't hit the damaged guardrail?
Because it won't save you. Now the poor schmuck that damaged the guardrail, he was right. Saved, right? He was saved from the guardrail, presumably. But
right, yeah, I guess. But and then, you know, where this guardrail is, all it's going to keep me from doing is going into the bar ditch.
Right.
So I you know, it's not like I'm going to plummet off the Grand Canyon. It's just, hey, you know, dumbass, you're gonna go into the bar ditch if you go into the guardrail.
Well,
so
I don't know. Could it be that's the whole thing? Going into the ditch is a lot more damaging and potentially dangerous to your health than if you hit the guardrail and you careen off it, and then you stay on the road. But maybe your car got screwed up, but you're fine. Is that that's the rationale?
That has never happened to me, right. And I just don't understand the logic.
Well, I
it's, I'm, like, and the other sign that I'm always confused by is the bump sign. Like, if there's a bump, you know, like a big bump in the road, they'll put a sign back a ways, as, you know, warning you of the upcoming bump.
I get that,
but why not just shave the damn bump down? If you can take all the time to produce a sign, have guys put it out there, couldn't you come out one night with one of those machines, you know, that grind the road up? Shave it down about, you know, 3-4 inches, and then you're good.
Well, that is basically the highway people's way of telling you, look, we either don't have the budget or the time or the manpower to shave the bump, so we're warning you of the bump.
Okay. Whatever.
That's what. I don't know. Did you see the headlines out of California? Speaking of cars.
Don't charge your electric cars.
I know.
48 hours after they say, no more gas-powered cars.
Yes.
And then they say, oh, by the way.
I mean, can you imagine?
Don't charge your stupid Leaf.
Can you imagine you're a Californian, you wake up, and you're like, okay, there's a heat wave coming, and they're saying, don't charge the electric cars you told me I had to buy.
Yeah.
And don't, and you just basically put the prohibition in a matter of years. No more gas-driven cars in California, new cars being sold. And you're admitting to me, so what happens in a few years when they eliminate all of the gas-driven cars and you got to go to work and there's a heat wave on?
Mm-hmm.
Don't charge your cars.
That's the question everybody is asking, so.
So for the first time, the people of California are awakening to, oh my Lord, we are being governed by a bunch of dumbasses.
You would think they would wake up to that, but
you would think.
My guess is they're not going to. So.
Well, look, dude, there are more coming out here by the thousands into Texas. And I don't know if I brought this up with you already or not, but you saw those billboards in California about Uvalde, using Uvalde to disincentivize people from fleeing California because they're leaving by the boatload to come to Texas.
I don't think they're going to Uvalde. So I don't know. I mean, nothing against Uvalde. I'm sure it's a wonderful little town.
I'm sure. Yes.
It's not exactly Dallas.
Welcome to Texas. Don't go to Dallas. Go to Uvalde.
But my favorite part of that sign though is TxDOT, you know, having to get involved legally. Because they use the Don't Mess With Texas logo.
Right, and that's copyright.
Yeah, so I love that, yeah. So this just made me laugh, that part of it.
I do you think you're going to get any money out of it? Hey, great. Sue California, get their money for our own budget.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
there's a
but you know what, wait a minute, that was an anonymous sign. So if they sue, I mean somebody
had to sign a check, so
right, so if they sue the people who put up the billboards, say, that's not our liability, you right. want this guy's name, and he and they were such depraved SOBs, basically walking over the body of 19 kids right. to stop the mass exodus from their socialism, we may have a chance of finding out who these people are.
Yeah, it'd be good.
I like that. I dig that.
There's a pretty funny ad campaign going on for some liquor. I don't remember what it is, but they start off the ads by saying, you know, to all those people moving here from California, you know, welcome, and here's some things you may not know about Texas, like bless your heart. And if you don't know what that means in Texas, well, bless your heart. They're pretty creative, some booze ads going on there.
I got familiar with bless your heart right away. That was an old Ann Richards thing, you know?
Yeah.
There was an alcohol story. We got him coming up on the podcast. A guy by the name of Bobby DeMars, and he runs blindbarrels.com. Uh-huh. Blindbarrels.com. Now, I know you're not a big drinker.
No.
But I think you are a savvy communicator, and you are a guy who would admire advertising trends. So mm-hmm. here's what these dudes do. And this is something I never really thought about before. But you walk down a store aisle, whether it be a liquor store, whether it be a grocery store, right?
Right.
And there's shelf space. That shelf space, there's competition among brands for that shelf space.
And of course, yeah.
It never occurred to me that there could be guys out there who will never have their wares, whether it be alcohol, whether it be anything,
mm-hmm.
That won't be able to get shelf yeah. space. So what Blind Barrels does is they send you this, and they sent me a sample. It's four small, probably 5 ounces of bourbon, okay, mm-hmm. from different distilleries around the country. And it just has the Blind Barrels label on it. You don't know where it's from. You don't know where it originated. And that's why they call it Blind Barrels, because they don't want you using any other optics, like a label or a cool looking label or a cool looking bottle, right. to bias your taste buds. So you're just focused on what's in the glass.
Yeah, but if you like what's in the glass, wouldn't you want to go buy it?
I know. I asked the same damn question. So I asked the same question, but again, so they basically remove the brand loyalty out of it. It's just the taste. So if you like it, you take your cell phone and you scan the barcode, and then boom, everything about the distillery pops up, and you can order bottles or whatever.
There you go. Okay.
So these cats are, it's all high end. It's all high end stuff. Yeah. And these guys give those small distilleries, who may be big deals in their little town, right? Everybody knows right. who such and such distillery is in this little podunk town. But everybody yeah. out of that podunk town has no idea who they are, and it could be gems, absolute gems as far as bourbon is concerned. And these cats sure. and these cats are using this Blind Barrels model to get them out there in front of the folks.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Right?
Sure.
But I mean, I was thinking, what could you apply using this business model? What else could you apply out there?
Just walk through the grocery store
right.
and look at the bottom shelf. Because those are the people who don't advertise or can't afford it, or the products aren't the hot sellers, and so they get moved to the bottom shelf.
Is that a thing? Really?
Of course it is. How do you not understand marketing like that? Yeah, it's if it's eye level, those people have paid good money to have their product at eye level.
That's weird. Well, you know what? I never considered that, but of course I'm only 5'8", so I mean. I mean,
bottom shelfing it all the time.
I'm bottom shelfing it all the time, and they're only usually the cheaper ones, right? That's where that's where my eye is gravitating normally, anyway. So I never really even considered it. But
no,
this is
it
a pretty
goes for
cool,
any retail market. It's going to be like that. Any if it's eye level, somebody paid for it to be there.
They pride themselves on getting the little guy and the mom and pops out there.
Sure.
So I thought it was a hell of a, and they call themselves disruptors. You know, we're disrupting the normal business model.
Yeah.
And I think and you know what, maybe it's Trump did this to me, but I just like disruptors. I like people that upset the apple cart, and that just me. That's just me. So I like it.
Sure. Oh,
so that's cool. Look, I mean, this Thursday, last Thursday, Beijing Biden had this speech, which, you know, everybody had their opinion on it. Actually, everybody had the same opinion of it, whether it was the Nazi-esque feel to it, the use of military members, which I want the brass name who signed off and said, oh, we're going to make the United States Marines not the United States Marines anymore. We want to know who made them the Democrats Marines.
Yeah.
To appear at a political event. Now, all that crap aside, I know you just wanted to deal with the optics of what we saw.
Yeah, because I didn't watch the speech. I couldn't do it. Just the pictures I've seen and the video clips I've seen, what were they thinking? Now, we had somebody on who was there, and they said it didn't look like that in person. You know, there were like 700 people out in front of Independence Hall, and there were blue lights and red lights, but none of that got on TV or, you know, for the few that carried it, because, here's this big primetime address, and I think only the cable news networks carried it.
Well, no, Newsmax didn't, and Fox didn't.
So, but the, just the optics of it, it did look like some Stalin-esque or Hitler speech with just the, you know, you could just picture the red banners dropping down with the big swastikas, you know?
Well, and
that's what it looked like.
They said it was hellish.
Yeah.
It looked like he was speaking from the gates of hell.
Right.
Which is what he's turned America into.
And just, it was really confusing. And then the message, I don't really fully understand.
Well,
how is it gonna boost your presidency when you call out 76 million people, calling them fascist and harming America?
Let's do the math because there were 74-75 million who voted for Trump, if you believe the numbers, right?
Right.
So that's 75 million Americans already. So since Biden took office, those numbers have only grown. I mean, the Latino community has had a massive shift. So let's just say if you take the current polling, which shows Biden at around what? Anywhere between 36% and 38% approval. That means that about 2/3 of America disapproves of him. And he's out there calling all these people threats to the country. How the hell does that benefit you? I'm not talking about,
I don't know.
How does that benefit you electorally is what I'm asking.
That was my question. And I don't know. And the part that kind of makes me laugh is that I would hope at least, or that there are hundreds or thousands of people running in this November election that had to just slap their foreheads and going, great, I'm effed now because,
well,
you know, Biden just called out all my, half my county that I'm running in.
Yeah.
And well,
Democrats would,
my district.
They put microphones in these Democrats' face. Do you share Biden's assessment that anybody who supports Trump is an enemy of America, is a threat to America? And Democrats were like, well, I'm not going to answer that. Nobody wants to answer that. Gee, I wonder why.
Jeez, so
well,
I don't want to get off on the whole politics
of it.
Optics of it were bad.
Did you catch
really, really bad?
Did you catch the audio that was in the very beginning of the speech, and you could hear in the distance, "Let's go, Brandon."
Oh,
but it was
I did hear about protesters on bullhorns.
But it wasn't "Let's go, Brandon." It wasn't "Let's go, Brandon."
It was the real deal.
It was the real deal. And I'm listening. Oh my gosh, I hear that. What is that? And you could hear this guy in the megaphone, Let's go, Brandon.
And that's tremendous.
It was beautiful. Welcome to Philadelphia, Beijing, yeah, Biden, right? Yeah. Yep. Okay. Well, there was another thing I wanted to throw your way because I, of all, not the political aspects, but I know these things drive you crazy. The NIH, which is the National Institutes for Infectious Disease, the NIH, National Institutes of Health, they have put on their website, without any fanfare, antiviral therapy for the China virus. All right? Mm-hmm. Now, they've updated this page at the NIH, the National Institutes of Health. They've updated the page to, now, here's antiviral therapy summary, it says. Then it has remdesivir, which is the medication Trump took. You've got molnupiravir. You've got interferons. You've got Paxlovid, which is the new one that seems to get some people infected more than it does anything else.
Right.
And then listed right there, lastly, is ivermectin.
Love it.
That's Dude, did they not just, didn't people lose their livelihoods from YouTube?
Oh, man, everybody, yeah.
Everybody was
getting, you know, take the horse medicine, then you were banned. You were canceled.
It's on the NIH's website.
When you can go down to the local vet supply store, the tractor supply company, and get some ivermectin, and don't take it like a cow.
Or a horse.
Cows weighs more than you.
Yes.
But
take the human dosage.
For the human dosage, and there you go.
Award-winning ivermectin.
For $15, you'll have a bottle that'll last the rest of your life, you know?
I got a prescription when I got the China virus. I got a prescription. I had to go to a doctor who was willing to to go against protocol, which there should not have been a protocol because this is a practicing licensed physician, but she had to go against protocol and she prescribed it for me and I took it and I had a relatively easy bout with the China virus.
And then did you have to pharmacy shop to get that filled?
No. There was a pharmacy.
There were a lot of pharmacies that would not fill it.
Yeah. And I didn't go. And actually, you know what, before you and I stopped working together on official radio, we had a show about that. Right. Because I had the China virus when I was on with you. So yeah, I'm laughing, but B, look at all the people that were harmed, had their reputations destroyed, all the money that was lost because of the politicizing of medicine.
Yeah. I would hope that there could be some kind of a lawsuit or a class action suit.
Yeah.
You know, for all these people. I don't know who you'd sue or how it would go, but all those people that lost their jobs because they didn't get vaccinated, you know, just all the people who were just shamed for not wearing the mask, which now every study has come out saying that it does way more harm than good. Just why isn't there just suit after suit in the news every day?
See, and while we're on this topic, I don't know if you caught this, but a national study came out showing a sharp decline in our students' ability to do math and reading scores.
Mm-hmm, yeah, down.
What do all the headlines say? It's all the pandemic's fault.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't the pandemic's fault, was it? It was know-nothing politicians who ignored the science, everything that you just said about the mask. They ignored data, and they kept these kids. Hell, you've got this mayor of Washington, D.C., who says, hey, your kids either take the jab or they don't go to school, and we're not going to provide online schooling for it. Wait, but that's illegal, you dumb broad. That's illegal. But she's saying, no, take the jab or your kids don't get educated? Really? Yeah. I know this stuff drives you crazy. It wasn't the pandemic's fault. There were adults who allegedly ignored the science and made these decisions, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So I knew that stuff would drive
you. I can't help but believe that those making those decisions probably had a lot of stock in medical companies.
Oh, man. Now, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. And then one more thing I wanted to run by you, because I thought of you when I saw this. This was a social media post from a guy named Arkansas Worker. All right?
Okay.
USA to Ukraine. Here's $8 billion. USA to Israel. Here's $3.3 billion. USA to Taiwan. Here's $1 billion. USA to Mississippi. Hey, don't drink the water.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Isn't that true, though? And doesn't that speak to... Look, I don't think we should shirk our responsibilities to our friends and allies. That's not the whole point
of that. Right.
But it's like, do you have to bend our own citizens over while you're doing that?
Gotta start taking care of ourselves, you know?
What do you think about that in Mississippi?
Well, it's horrible. And, you know, there's a state that is run by leftists for the most part, and a town that's run by leftists, and here you go. You know, you just got another flint on your hands, and it's just sickening, you know?
40 years they haven't upgraded the infrastructure, and I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, didn't the Socialist Democrats just pass a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill?
I guess that $10,000 student loan forgiveness will buy a whole lot of bottled water for you there in Jackson, Mississippi.
Brilliant, my friend. Brilliant. Any other observations from the week that was?
No, I have been solely focused on vacation, which I am officially on now. So that is thrilling to me. It's been a long 6 months, I guess, since I took in my last vacation.
You deserve it, dude. You deserve it.
I'm ready. Yeah. I can tell you that.
Well, so that means the next show behind the show is going to be
2 weeks from now.
Yeah. It's going to be 2 weeks from now. Okay, so look, you've at least got to give me an MP3. Send me an MP3 of what you're doing, you know, next Sunday. Hey, this is what I'm doing today. And at least I can play it and let the folks hear what you're doing. Okay. So we like 30 or 40 seconds of here's what I'm doing. Just send it to me via text.
Well, I don't know if I can promise that, because Sunday it'll be getting off the boat, probably pretty hungover and hopefully not sunburned, but likely.
Uh-huh.
And then facing a 4.5 hour drive up from Galveston.
I got you.
To my home here in North Texas.
Well, you know, if you're on the road, I can call you on the road.
No, and just don't do that.
And just get you to say,
No. Don't do that.
All right, buddy. Have a good time, okay?
All right, man. All right. Thanks, pal.
Hey, do everything I wouldn't do.
I told you what I'm going to do.
I know.
I'm going to get in the pool, drink frozen drinks.
Uh-huh.
Get out of the pool at dinner time.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, play a little bingo or
shuffleboard.
See some little show on the on the ship.
Yeah.
And then the next morning, do it all over.
Get back in the pool. There you go.
That's it.
All right, pal. Have fun.
See ya.
That there, my friends, puts a wrap on this Monday edition of the show behind the show and the Salcedo Storm podcast. Glad you made it part of your routine. Couple of websites I want you to check out as we say goodbye. First off, head on over to TexasScorecard.com, TexasScorecard.com for all the news that impacts Texas. And because it impacts Texas, it impacts the United States. And also head to ChrisSalcedo.com. There you can find where to locate the show on radio, on AM 700 KSEV. There's an app for that, so you can hear it all over the country. And on television, on Newsmax, 4 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern till 5 every single day, Monday through Friday. Always at home in the Salcedo Storm podcast. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this. Society's worth is not measured by how much power is stolen by government, but rather how much power is reserved for you and me. We the people. See ya.
These days, we're all tightening our belts. But what if your actual belt could earn you some extra cash? On the Vinted app, you can easily sell your clothes and accessories. And unlike many resale apps, Vinted has no selling fees, so you keep every dollar you earn. It's extra cash to spend on a fresh manicure or gas money for your next weekend getaway and a drink when you get there. Find extra money in your closet
Download the Vinted app today.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.